Welcome back to another episode of the Dark Realm Podcast. Today I'm first and my name's Matt.
That's the new host of the show. It's Matt. You have to be the... Why am I taking the lead?
So I know, because I tricked you into it. I tricked you into it.
And I'm Kyle.
And that's Jared, because he still won't say anything.
I'm Juan Pablo.
There's no Juan Pablo. People can see you. They know you.
Yeah, actually, hold on, wait.
Look at me. Juan Pablo.
Here's the question.
Our floating omniscient overlord, if you can see the video feed of this.
Yep.
I don't know where you'll see it yet. We'll talk about that at the end.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
On Patreon, where you can hear about Matt's wonderful stories of video gaming.
I got a lot.
His wonderful, diverse group of friends.
No, the one specifically
you shush. You shush.
So, Matt.
Kyle.
Leader of this show.
Kyle Coe, former main leader of this show.
What are we talking about?
Today, we're talking about something very specific. From a place that's real.
From a very specific
Wait,
place.
Is the place not real?
No, it is.
It doesn't sound real. I had to try and look it up, and I was having a really hard time.
We're talking about... Is it Colorado? Yes. The Colorado Rock Bolt Slider.
Slide Rock
Bolter. Slide Rock Bolter. Fuck. Listen.
What did you just say?
I don't know, actually. I don't know. Slide Rock Bolter. It's like right here on my notes, too.
Is this why the stupid kid who can't read is normally the main host?
I think I said Rock Bolt Slider.
You can read.
You totally did say Rock Bolt Slider. I'm hungry now. I want burgers.
Yeah, let's get sliders.
Tiny burgers.
Tiny burgers.
Let's go to White Castle.
I love White Castle.
And we'll order a Rock Bolt Slider.
They put rocks in that. And bolts. Rocks and bolts.
That sounds the most unappealing type of hamburger.
Just like that one McDonald's where you may or may not wind up with stuff from construction crews in your bag, and then you think it's a crack pipe or whatever.
Wait, exactly. Like a toy?
No.
No, like a crack pipe.
A crack pipe's not a construction
Alleged crack pipe.
Okay. If the construction crew member had a crack pipe, then I guess it is construction equipment.
It was never confirmed to be a crack pipe.
They got inspected, and they said that there was... Just construct. This is already bad tangent.
Debris.
They said there was just construction stuff all over with no separation between the cooking place and the construction. They had phones and tools on the grill top and stuff. But then somebody goes and they get their food because the drive thru's open for this. And they get back and they're like, I found what I think is a crack pipe in this. It's never been confirmed as far as we know.
The police didn't say it was a crack pipe.
So we were just like, what if that was just like some kind of tool that fell on the grill and got burned and put in there and now looks like a crack pipe?
Yeah. So you don't go to the McDonald's.
Like what if the glass...
I'm going to go there twice.
What if they dropped a level and the glass bit fell off?
Which also brought up the question, what's in a level?
I thought... Water?
That's what I thought. But at the same point, we're like, is it?
I don't know. It is highlighter colored.
Yeah. And it's not, it doesn't always have like a back to it, unless there is like a back to it. And we just don't know that there's a back to it. Is it just water?
Is it uranium?
You're blowing
my mind. Because we literally said, we're like, is it radioactive?
No.
It doesn't have to be.
It could be. Have you ever seen uranium glass? It like glows by itself. It doesn't need like regular glow in the dark stuff.
Well, no, it definitely still does to really shine.
Yeah, but you can touch it. You won't get Godzilla'd.
Yeah.
Unless you have a lot of it.
There's not a...
But so, not a crack pipe story, though kind of might be a crack pot story.
Well, listen,
I
you know
what you did there.
In places where this has happened,
yeah,
that does become a prominent thing.
So, it's kind of...
Yeah.
This creature...
We live near some of those.
It's a cryptid.
So could you... I found a bunch of different things. Did you think this is one monster or a type of monster?
I think it is a type of monsters that is 100% make-em-ups. This is one time when I'm like, this is just definitely make-em-ups, because the further I researched this, I found history stuff, and I was like,
oh yeah.
Oh, this is real.
We're going to get into what I now call the Benjamin Franklin effect after that episode. It's from around like Denver and a place called Rico.
Okay.
In the San Juan Mountains of Colorado.
Yeah. I know exactly where that is because I've been to Colorado once.
When I typed in San Juan Mountains, it showed me Mexico. When I typed in Rico, it showed me Mexico. And I'm like, where in Colorado is this? Because I was trying to look up town information.
The Mexican part.
I was trying to figure out if there was at least a real story behind like the destruction in that town. And it just kept not showing me that that town existed at all. But it does, apparently.
Apparently.
True. But so the stories come from the late 1800s. So I guess that's the late 19th, early 20th century.
Yeah.
Yes. It was first written about in Fearsome Creatures of the Lumberwoods with a few desert and mountain beasts. That's the title of the book.
Yeah, I actually want to read that book.
That's the whole title of the book?
Yeah, so that book...
I thought you were just going into the description. No, I wasn't tagging
on. Yep. That's just the
yeah, title of the book. It almost sounds like an anime title.
That, yeah. Someone got isekai'd into this
book. It is a real bestiary. It is not... They didn't do it for fun. Like Wikipedia says.
And the book was a compilation of oral traditions of the...
How does Wikipedia know that they didn't do it for fun?
No, they say they did. It's basically Grimm's Fairy Tales, but America.
But I mean, how do you know that they did it for fun?
Because it's make-em-ups.
Yeah.
I mean...
They took stories from folklore of lumberjacks and then turned them into a book.
Just lumberjacking off in the woods.
Apparently, lumberjacks had this super sweet thing where they were really good at campfire stories.
I mean, that does sound awesome, though.
Yeah, I know. Like, when I heard that part, I was like, I want to be a lumberjack.
Their
now.
Job is so adjacent to it, you would assume they'd be good
no,
at it.
No, they did it to scare new lumberjacks.
And yeah, and other folks, like tourists.
It's a dangerous job, so you better be good at scaring people.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, trees you better be afraid people. That, like, a mountain is going to come and eat you.
Yeah, you should be afraid of that if you're always on a mountain.
Well, so let's talk about why we should be afraid.
Oh, wait, no, let's talk about more about the history part.
But, well, I mean, we got to tell them what it looks like.
No, the monster? We're going to go with the describe the book better because it was written in 1910 as a field guide of American cryptids by William Thomas Cox, who lived from 1878 to 1961, which I thought was wild.
Willie Cox.
He was Minnesota's first state forester and commissioner of conservation. Everybody that's involved in this book is actually important in conservation, Forrester, which is weird.
I should have looked this up. I'm just going to say it out loud. Forester's like a job. What do you do?
The forest.
See how it's like a political thing? Nothing. With illustrations by Court Du Bois, who lived from 1881 to 1960. I don't care. 1960. French is people that exist in a place I don't.
This is the second time that you've read that name as Du Bois.
That's because he was playing the boys.
He was a U.S. consul and also a forester.
So many. Is this like a secret society, the Foresters?
The Latin classifications came from George Bishop Sudworth.
Is the Latin classification?
From 1862 to 1927. He was the chief dendrologist of the Forest Service.
Also,
these
a
are
forester?
Not people that should be doing make-em-ups about the forest because people will believe them. They have authority in it.
Once again, I think they are the people that should be making it up.
Yeah.
Who anyway, better to write about the
Matt,
forest?
What is the Latin of this? Because mine was wrong. At least I can't find it again.
What they called it is a Macrostoma saxiparumptus.
Macrostoma saxiparumptus.
I taught Jared that before.
Lantis.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle nailed it, actually. That sounded exactly like what I said.
But yeah, it was basically just the Grimm's Fairy Tales of Lumberjacks.
Which they should have just called it that.
So
better name.
But the creature itself is a lot of the things we talk about. We, us three here and the royal we,
me specifically,
say that it's like a story, not, you know, don't do this because blank, right? Don't go near the water. Don't go near the volcano.
Oh, you're talking about how I'm a psychic.
So originally I thought that this was actually about like, oh, don't go near water because you'll drown. There's a monster
there.
Well,
there is an element of that to this. Like, rock slides kill a lot of people. These rocks moving literally faster than vehicles.
In this, did they actually explain anything that actually was trying to warn people of that?
For the people that didn't do any research, because I'm in your camp, this is a rock slide monster.
Yeah, that's what we said. But it's not. It's a rock slide bolter.
Bolter. Yeah, not a slide.
And it's not a warning of rock slides or avalanches.
I did it as a definition, not as its name.
It's not to warn people of rock slides and avalanches. It was specifically made up after seeing the remnants of an abandoned town.
Yeah, and it
where
was
that's where your psychicness comes
specifically,
in.
Specifically,
do we want to talk about exactly how it happened?
We're getting to it.
Specifically, it was a mining town, and there's a lot of like the nature, and you know the landscape is all torn up.
Yes,
and it looks like something bulldozed its way through.
And the buildings were all dilapidated because they ran out of money during the silver panic.
But the reason that they gave, you know, the human mind does crazy things when we don't have all the answers.
Yeah.
And some people said it was a type of land whale that, depending on what you believe or story you hear, either has a shit ton of drool.
It's greasy drool.
Or secretes a greasiness. Or a greasy drool.
It drools grease from the sides of its mouth.
Which one do I believe more?
Which one is the least gross?
I think it's drool.
All right. So Jared asked this question, right? This is why you have to picture this animal, all right? All right? Listen. It's got a dolphin tail with hooks at the end.
It's like a two-toed foot claw.
So it hangs onto the tops of mountains. It's got a mouth large enough to eat multiple people at the same time.
Like a big old whale.
Swath.
Get Pinocchio'd.
Yes.
Or Geppetto'd? I guess Pinocchio got in there too.
They both got eaten.
In 2015, someone made a remake of the book and they made it more horror themed.
They made a sequel?
No, it's a remake.
Oh, it's a requel?
And they described the Slide Rock as a giant land fish weighing 25,000 pounds, this time with fins, because the original description did not. A hooked caudal fin, which I could not figure out what that meant.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm assuming that's the kind of tail.
Mm-hmm.
And a chitinous razor-toothed gizzard.
Chitinous. Yeah, it means like real tough.
How your gizzards got razors in them, and how does that help you?
I mean,
that's on the inside. You got inside razors.
I guess that's the reason. It's to break up all the shit that flies
into
its mouth.
The gizzard like massages you around and tenderizes you.
What is the point of a gizzard again? Doesn't a gizzard have like an actual point?
Isn't that just guts? Isn't that just all the guts that are inside of a turkey?
No,
it's the only time I've ever heard that word used.
Trying to think, because it did. I could have swore it had like an actual mechanical purpose to digestion.
It literally mechanically grinds things.
Yeah. So if it has a gizzard, if it's sliding down, I'm just trying to make this make sense. If this giant ass land whale is sliding down a mountain with its mouth open, stuff's going to be flying in.
Mm-hmm. So like a garbage disposal in the back of its throat?
That's exactly it. Okay. It's going to be razor blading it up.
This thing is said, so he said 25,000 pounds. It said to have it to like rocks, trees, animals, people.
Yeah.
It's scooping them all
from
up.
From the roots.
But it's got enough momentum to shoop it right up the back up to a different side of a mountain.
That's fucking hilarious. That's cartoon world.
It's well, it so can't crawl fast. Back up. What's this thing's terminal velocity?
Terminal velocity. That's the definition of the word.
But it's susceptible to leprosy. I don't know how you find that out.
What?
Yeah, poor creature.
The creature's susceptible. I didn't find that.
I did. It's
if you're if
they
you have
hunt
leprosy
it with lepers, is that what it is?
Stay away from the boulder.
But here's the best part. It's an apex predator that scares away all the other apex predators in the area. That includes wolves, spider wolves, over wolves.
What the fuck?
Frenchmen? What? And hodags.
Pardon me. Frenchmen is after wolves.
That's
of all types.
It's after over wolves.
It's after of all types.
Over wolves is one word.
It's definitely after spider wolves because they have guns.
Spider wolves is the most terrifying thing that I've ever heard of.
I don't know. I think hodags are because I have no idea what that is.
I'm looking it up right now.
Is it an eight-legged wolf? I think I know what our next episode is going to be about. It's going to be about spider wolves and over wolves. And hodags, whatever those are.
The Slide Rock Boulder is said to cause tourists visiting the Rocky
it's
Mountains.
It's a bullhorned carnivore with thick curved spines down its back.
So it's real?
So it's another cryptid.
It just said that it scares away wolves, Frenchmen, and
no,
a bunch of other
wolves,
no, I'm just
spider
saying.
Spider wolves, over wolves, Frenchmen, and hodags. That's definitely real.
That's 100% real.
Show the camera.
Hodag.
Oh, it's under my face.
That's a
you
hodag?
Have to go down a little bit.
Yeah, that's a hodag. Nice. It looks like a lizard bull. A dinosaur bull.
Yeah, and Frenchman.
A saber-toothed dinosaur
Frenchman.
Bull. Well, so did you see that Predator
Frenchman,
movie?
So Frenchmen are apex predators?
Did you see the Predator movie? They were the ones that the Predator was hunting, the French hunters.
Well, to be fair, okay. Predator was originally played by a Frenchman.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
But then he was too hot.
He's not French.
He's not French. He's from Brussels.
He's from Brussels, France,
right?
It's above it.
It's close enough. What do they Belgium. Speak there?
He's Belgian.
Whatever.
He's like a waffle.
Oh, I assume someone who can do splits is French. Oh, what does that make
That's
me?
That's a weird stereotype. Totally yeah. weird stereotype. Oh, is he doing splits? I knew he was French.
Kyle's watching the Olympics and he's like, how'd they get all these Frenchmen on all these different gymnastics teams?
Here's the thing. It's Europe. He probably has some French in him.
Yeah, Belgium is like a just melting pot of back French then, and other times. Things. They speak French in Belgium also.
Do they?
This is before I did all my research and I wrote a note saying that it's probably to warn people of avalanches. It's not. That's what I was assuming it was going to be when I only found non-historical information.
Yeah, it's less to warn them of them, but to explain like aftermath of a destruction.
Yeah.
But it causes anxiety in tourists because it has been known to swallow whole groups of them.
Yeah.
Specifically tourists.
Yes. There's a specific reason for tourists.
They use the word tourists, not people, not hikers. They're like tourists.
It's because locals are too smart. Locals are also apex predators because all the locals are French. So they'll get out.
Every time.
They don't go anywhere near the mountain.
Anything I was reading, I'm like, this sounds like a drop bear.
No, it's an ambush predator.
It is.
Do you know what
drop bears are? Koalas.
Drop bears?
They're just koalas that fall out of trees.
No, they're not. They're scary apex predators in Australia.
No, they're koalas that fall out of trees.
Wow, you don't believe.
Just like porcupines.
They're smooth.
Those are scary.
Those are spiked drop bears.
Spider bears.
Spider bears.
No?
Spider bears.
But they're also known to lay in wait for days at a time until they spot prey. And that's when they release and they fall down, blasting through the entire forest and up another mountain.
They eat so much at a time, you would assume
they're whales,
wait,
man. They just do whale stuff, man. Like, whales just swim with their mouth open. Yeah, this thing just drops down.
Whales don't eat rocks plankton. And trees.
Yeah. They're not scooping up freaking coral and everything else in their way. They eat specifically the tiniest
thing.
Here's
the thing. We know next to nothing about the oceans. We don't know what whales do.
I don't know. If
maybe when they're
follow
not,
them around.
Maybe whales are like chickens and they're like, oh, I don't chew anything, so I'm going to go eat some coral.
Maybe whales go down
I will
the
give
ocean.
You that. We don't know what they do in their free time.
They gamble.
They go to ocean casinos.
We've never seen them.
They put it all on red.
They bully sharks. Although that's a dolphin that people named whale.
That's true.
That is true.
Do you know killer whales used to be called whale killers? It didn't sell well. Nobody wanted
and killer
is this a,
whale
is this
sales
a joke?
Better?
Where's no. the is this there, where's the punchline?
No, it's not a joke.
It sounded like you were making a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
No, I know,
it's
but
just,
it sounded
it's just
like
facts.
You was making a joke.
It's during the history section, so it has to be true.
Mm-hmm.
It's just history.
All history, the way it's written in your books, is true, children. Yep. Pay attention to every textbook you've ever read.
Believe all authority.
If when you get to another grade, the textbook now says something different.
Believe
also
that.
Believe that. It's still true.
Yep.
Matt's doing research.
No, I was actually Googling a killer whale because you...
Okay, so to continue with this thing in particular. So you thought it was definitely warning of rock slides.
At one point.
And then I predicted the future.
What did you predict?
Technically, I predicted the past.
By making a snide comment?
No, I felt it in my soul.
No, you didn't.
It reverberated through me. My ancient ancestors were shouting at me. It said that what it really was it was warning of the dangers of unregulated capitalism.
And then it turns out that's kind of actually exactly what it's about.
That's exactly what
it's
it
exactly
is.
What
I'm
it's
a
about.
Psychic.
Yeah, our group chat was kind of funny when, as we realized in real time.
It's like, wait a minute. So one legend describes the San Juan Park, a San Juan, not the San Juan.
Do you know what
Juan.
It is? My family's from the San Juan area, just in Puerto Rico. It's connected.
You had San Juan osmosis.
Yeah.
This is works. Rico. And the
Bam.
San Juan Mountain.
There we go. I have so many connections to this.
I feel like there should just be a whole, like that should be a section of Colorado where it's just like everyone there is Puerto Rican.
It should.
That'd be
unique. I mean, I feel like that would be kind of like segregation.
If they're from Rico, they are all Ricans?
They would be, yeah.
Anyway, one legend describes how, and by one legend, I mean the only legend that I found.
It's worded differently.
It's in a book. Isn't it the legend?
It's the legend.
Would think, though, like every other cryptid, there's like a main story, but then there's like stories that come after. Mm-hmm. This is the only one.
Yeah, this is why I was saying, like, if anything,
it's fact.
If
Kyle.
I was going to believe in this thing, it would be like one fluke of a creature.
And they killed it. So
like a whale got beached and it just immediately evolved to be like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I can handle this.
I'm getting the water from the top of the mountain.
They were like, actually, the view is great.
I don't even want to go back. I'm just going to start drooling and handle everything myself.
I'm so glad that I had this weird defect where bones come out the tip of my tail.
It was so shitty in the ocean. I'd be swimming past coral reef, get stuck for a couple of days. Another whale would knock me loose.
So the legend goes that San Juan Park Ranger rigged a dummy with explosives and waited for the slide rock to attack.
Don't forget the most important thing. They dressed it like a tourist.
They dressed it like a tourist.
Oh, they baited it?
In a Norfolk jacket.
Oh.
And so much dynamite. But
so
enough dynamite that it my question damages
is,
a lot of
so,
things.
So, okay, my question is, this thing is like 25,000 pounds. It's a huge kind, you know, imagine a whale.
Yeah, it's
how
a
much
whale.
Dynamite we need to blow up a whale?
Enough to wreck it down.
Do you think it fits in a human form?
One, I don't know, to blow up a whale? I think you can pull it off with a barrel's worth of dynamite.
But could you fit that much dynamite in a human mannequin?
As being a like mountain-sized whale,
a barrel-chested man.
Well, maybe
like a fat American.
So they took like a Norfolk. Like a fat American. So here's our headcanon. They took a little stilted thing, barrel, put a jacket on it.
Yeah,
and a hat.
Well, here's the other thing.
And a sign that said, "Be ashamed if someone ate me right now."
Yeah,
here's the other thing. He could have just had the dynamite all at its feet too, and then on it and all over.
True.
Because the thing eats everything within.
Yeah.
Range.
Oh, we did.
At
we
what
did.
What time did this happen at?
I don't know.
It didn't. It never says what time of day it is. I assumed it was during the day.
No, I mean, like year.
Oh, 18 late 1800s.
Oh, okay. So no one's taking selfies.
There was Norfolk back then.
Well, the gold rush was like 1858, wasn't it?
I thought. Isn't Norfolk like a coat manufacturer?
It's a type of jacket. It's a single-breasted belted jacket.
I think you're thinking of like a. Brand. I think North you're thinking Face. Of like a North Face.
Shh.
They dress it up in a what the hell is that really good athletic brand?
That Under Armour.
Under Armour. They dress it up in an Under Armour jacket.
It was really slimming on the dynamite.
It actually was wearing a Hawaiian shirt and a bucket hat, just so that you really knew it was a tourist. It had a camera and binoculars hanging from its
and
neck.
And a fanny pouch.
Listen, I got a Darkwing Duck fanny pack.
Really?
Yeah, it's full of pogs.
I have an Amazon.
That's the most
pack.
90s thing that you could possibly have is a fanny pack full of pogs.
Yeah.
Let me finish the story.
Do you have a slammer?
Everybody has lost what has started.
Yes. We I mean, did.
This is a true story. No, it's history. It's there.
It's true. Sorry. Go back to the mannequin.
So he rigs the dummy with explosives, waits for it to attack. And when it did, he sets off the explosion. Don't know how. Maybe there's a plunger.
I imagine he wildly coyoted it.
I imagine he just lit the fuse and then he just waited.
He just timed it really good.
Yeah.
He just kept putting out the fuse until he heard the thing coming.
That would be hard.
He's just like,
because then you know he'd be like, damn it.
Light it again.
Damn it. The match won't light.
Fuck.
Also, how did he know about it was on? Sure, it's giant and he should be able to see it, but it's like not
seen. This is the reason I interrupted you in the first place. We forgot to mention. They prefer mountains above a 45 degree angle.
Yes.
So they can
slide better.
Go faster. Yeah. They have crazy. This slime that they excrete is so good at conservation of momentum.
We should make lube
amazing.
Out of it.
Yeah. Probably.
Should make everything out of it.
Everything. Gasoline. Anyway, the explosion went off and it was big enough that not only did it blow the monster to bits, like where you can't find anything from it.
Oh, it vaporized. You couldn't find it because what I read said they ate that meat.
Oh, wait, no, that's true. Yeah.
Oh,
but
it was
chunks everywhere.
Gibbed.
And it was big enough that it destroyed so many buildings of the town of Rico.
It exploded and slash the burned entire down town. A good portion of the town that remains unreconstructed to this day.
So it's like they hit it with a tomahawk missile.
That's why I was asking, how much dynamite can you fit into a man shape?
Apparently enough to blow up half a town.
But did they have C4? Was it plastique?
What if you just filled was it dynamite with gunpowder? More? What if you filled the mannequin with gunpowder and made it TNT?
It's dynamite.
Like it, like whatever wraps up gun, like the TNT that sticks. Like you use, like you just set.
No, he just filled the store mannequin with gunpowder.
Do they have store mannequins?
They specifically said it was dynamite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, what maybe if you just
emptied the dynamite into the mannequin
out of the dynamite wrapper material?
You're saying like solid. Packed.
Yeah, like a solid like stick a man of dynamite. Shaped,
like a man of dynamite.
Like a 5'9" man of dynamite.
It's not a stick anymore. It's a humanoid.
I mean, we're sticks. We got stick arms, stick legs.
So now that we've described what happened.
The ways that it died.
The entire existence of this one creature, because they're definitely Matt's right. There's only that one. Those there's the only never one been ever another, exist.
Well, yeah. People have said there's been sightings.
They are called liars.
But here's the thing. How would they mate?
Exactly.
They would have to go on opposite ends they of opposite collide? Mountains. Collide, fly up into the sky.
Sky banged?
Mate in the sky, and then fall back. With their perfect conservation of momentum, slide back up their mountains and be hooked back up there.
I think the way that works, because they bounced off of each other, they only slide up a half or three quarters of the way, and they actually have to like shimmy their way
they have
back
to back
up.
It up.
Yeah.
Some of them did say that it climbed back up.
I 100% myself was fine with it. I'm like, okay, yeah, it does a little like seal on the beach kind of motion.
Yeah.
No. They specifically say
slides back up.
It has enough force that it just
shoots
to the top of the next one. That's not how conservation of energy works.
And this is it. That would be perfect. You would lose zero momentum to friction or all of going, the shit that you're hitting.
It's just going so fast that all the stuff that it is eating, it has no idea. It's a blur. And then it's on the top of a mountain again. It's like, shit, I'm still hungry. I meant to get some food when I went down there.
Do you
there.
Think it spits up the trees and the rocks, or do you think it would have to eat them, right?
It keeps
well, the rocks,
that's,
you can't
that's
really
why
eat.
It has, that's why it has its gizzard to
oh,
break,
yeah,
to
that's
break
right,
all that
that's
stuff
right,
up.
The razor gizzard.
How
is it
much,
poop rocks?
I was going to say, how much does this thing shit?
You know how an earthworm just poops more dirt?
It was making the... That's why
it's
the Rockies
the
are so
taller.
Big.
Yeah.
The Rockies are so big
He's
because half
on
of
the
them
mountain.
Are just... The tops, they just kept getting
it's built
Boulder back
poop?
Up because of Boulder poop. That's what that is.
That explains how mountains work.
Perfectly.
As not, it's why the Appalachians are so small comparatively. The Rocky Mountains were just as big as the Appalachians, and the Boulder just kept shitting.
This sounds like
everywhere.
Science, actually.
This is
I made it make
this
sense.
This is what happened. This is why there's not dinosaurs.
The Slide Rock Boulder ate all
ate,
of them.
Ate all of them. It moves at the speed of sound, I'm assuming.
It's faster than that, man.
It's Mach 10.
You don't know what's coming.
It's That's like two-speed racer cars.
You're gone by the time you see it.
Oh, God. You just hear a rumble, and then you're just dead. Just be like, what's that?
I mean, at least it'd be quick. If they hit you that fast, even being in its gullet, you'd be unconscious.
You would... The impact... Just even if it just hit your leg, I'm pretty sure your leg would shear off. Going that fast.
A massive rock whale running into you at speeds enough to shoot it up another mountain that we have no idea how far away it is.
Also, not all mountains are the same height. Wouldn't it overshoot a smaller mountain then and go flying through the air?
It's got hooks.
Like it catches itself?
I guess.
Jeez, that would
we're
be
all
so
making this
violent.
Up right now, so yeah, that's how
I like
it works.
To think that it shoots that if it goes up a smaller mountain, it shoots and then flies through the air and then lands on a different
it's
mountain.
It's just like, this isn't steep enough.
Oh, he's doing like Tony Hawk tricks.
Yeah,
up the mountain.
You just transfer half pipes and you just keep doing that.
Maybe Hell like maybe yeah. It spins when it gets to one it doesn't like and it just keeps it in the air.
That would be it. Things that are spinning. They what do they maintain their?
Yeah, you're able to do. That's why
it
you
flares out its tail.
Something
so it's
with
got
a spiral.
That.
Oh, it spirals. Yes,
yo,
it freaking M bisons
yes.
through the air.
Yes,
don't make
that's
up words.
Terrifying.
What's that mean?
That's from a video.
That's a
game.
Grappler from Street Fighter. Oh no, no, that's Zangief. M. Bison's the guy in the red
getup that floats with and the cape. Just corkscrews at people.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Psycho Crusher.
I'm sorry. You guys are playing video games and I was just over here reading books about ghosts. Oh, some of us did something useful.
Do you know his name is swapped?
You can't read.
Do you know his name is swapped with another character in the Japanese one?
What?
The one we know as Bison isn't Bison. I can't remember top of my head, but I know
he's Vegeta.
True.
I'm going to have to look it up. Check
is Vegeta a character in that?
Vegeta.
He's the guy with the mask and the
what's
knives.
His power level? That's Vega. Vega.
I was close. He's French.
He's Spanish.
He's Spaniard.
God damn it.
The only, if he was French, he'd be an apex predator. He wouldn't be allowed in the tournament.
He'd be hunted by the predator.
He does look like a man.
The only thing that can beat a Frenchman in that game is one of these.
Well, that's great because I play Manon and she's a French judo ballerina.
There you go. You're going to win every single time.
She's kind of mid tier, to be honest, but
it is the new what's it called? The new strat is to just pick a French player.
No. Meta?
The new meta. The there meta. You go.
The new.
That's not what the word meta means. I don't understand
what it means in games. Yeah, huh?
I know, it don't make sense.
Yes, it
don't,
does.
That's not what that word means.
Do you keep forgetting that we're on camera and you just keep hanging your comb?
I keep doing it. In my head, it's like a disguise. I put my comb on my mustache. Like
everybody
a fake
watching is like, where did Matt go?
Like a fake mustache over my
where
mustache.
Did he go?
That's always a bit that's made me laugh. Like when someone puts a mustache over a mustache, as a disguise.
Yeah. I mean, it's a different mustache.
So I just did this. But I know it's an audio medium. I'm putting a comb into my mustache.
There's a video. It's not just an audio medium anymore.
People are listening to this, Kyle, because it's a podcast.
Wow. Currently, all of our listeners are listeners. We don't have any viewers currently.
I know. We're going to keep talking about how we're videoing this, and then people are going to wait for it, and then be like, only on the Patreon, where you can find out about how Matt talks about all his expert video game experiences.
Maybe we should put that on the Patreon.
Today.
Check out patreon.com/rumrunners. Maybe we'll just put all the...
Hey, look, we have a reason to use that.
There we go. All you got to do is sign up, and you'll be able to see videos.
We made it. We mentioned it.
Including the conversations that happen before we start the music.
That's dangerous.
All of the whole conversation before we start the music.
Yep. I'm just going to keep putting weird stuff in my beard and act like it's normal and not mention it.
It's going to be your new
so
thing.
So it'll just happen in the video.
Matt we'll also make Matt a store of all props. The weird stuff that Matt puts in his beard. We'll sell it and you can have stuff that's touched his beard.
No, it's mine. You can't have my beard.
Matt's like, I really like this.
This
comb.
Is a good one. I'm an otter and this is my stone.
We
and
are
I,
both bigger than you. We can hold you down, take that and put it on an internet store.
I could technically do it.
I made that comparison because I thought you were just going to tell me how terrible otters are.
They
are. I shouldn't want to be like them.
Listen, we are sitting here talking about a monster that's way worse than otters.
Yeah. That's true.
Theoretically. He but hates tourists.
That's
he
true.
He hates tourists. He hates capitalism.
He hates conservation.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that.
Yeah. Speaking of that, now that we've explained the history of it,
it's
what
death.
It is, how it died, let's talk about how...
And speculated on how it moves around from mountain to mountain, possibly.
Oh, it definitely does flip tricks.
Because if not, it would only go back and forth between the two same mountain peaks.
Yeah, and there'd be nothing left to eat. Yeah.
So the craziest thing is that the city of Rico in Colorado was actually under a lot of economic tensions.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of change
capitalism.
Going on in southwestern Colorado because of gold miners.
Oh, yeah. And you know how any of these gold mine stories happen. Somebody gets a whiff that somebody found something and people flood it.
Yeah. So illegally,
lose
gold prospectors start immigrating into Ute territories where they actually already had a treaty that was signed in 1868 to not do that.
Did you say Ute territories?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure that's what I heard.
The government made treaties with these tribes to be like, we won't come in on your land.
All right.
But then these prospectors, with that good old American gumption, were like, ain't nobody going to tell me we're not to get rich.
Manifest destiny.
Manifest this destiny right in your face. I'm getting some gold.
So after several years of defending their lands, Oray and his wife, Chipta, were manipulated into giving 3.7 million acres of their land to the chairman of the Board of Indian Commissioners in exchange for their son back. They didn't get their son back.
Oh, yeah. By
Have
the
you
way.
Said these names before?
No. No.
This is
how it's spelled.
It
I'm
was
just saying it phonetically.
It was like just people.
No, I'm not
right?
saying you're saying them wrong. I'm saying, have you within the past
no,
three
this is
minutes
the first we're
said
mentioning.
These names other than right now?
That's right now. That's when they existed in the story.
Wait, so someone's son got stolen?
That's what we're saying now.
Why did that get so glazed over?
Because it's how it is in the fucking history. I found one website that actually gave me this.
Is this in the history or is this in the lore?
This is the history of what really happened.
Yeah, this is like...
There is no Rock Slide Bolter at this point.
This is documented stuff.
This is what happened that create... This is the unregulated...
So you're telling, me...
Slide Bolter.
That this monster...
Exists because...
Exists because...
Gold miners.
Someone stole someone's child.
Yeah, there's a term for that.
And then... forced them to give them their land to get the kid back
and then didn't give
the kid back.
So was it a government official that took the kid or was it just people?
So this monster was made by a
chairman
monster.
Of the board of the Indian commissioners, the world's longest title.
That's terrible.
Well, I mean, the one story I was listening to said he had a good like working relationship with this guy he cultivated.
Yeah.
So that commissioner, I don't think is the one who stole the kid. Correct me if I'm wrong.
He just didn't help get it back.
Yeah. He just was like, I'll pull some strings and then didn't.
He was like, I will help you and I won't help
you. It was
you.
Definitely just gold miners stole the kid.
Yeah. He was probably already
dead. Like, Jared, if you text me and you were like, hey, I broke down on the side of the road, can you get me a gas can? And I'm like, yeah, just Venmo me $20 so I can pick up the gas can and I never show up.
But also, he already knows that there's no gas in the world. There's no gas. He's just telling you he's going to go get you something that doesn't exist. Because I'm assuming that they murdered this kid right away.
Dude, they definitely killed that kid right. These are monsters.
It costs money to keep people alive.
But the way the Bolter comes into this is they're...
Well, wait. What ends up happening is that in 1892, the town of Rico's population went from 5,000 people to 811 people when the mining industry collapsed during the silver pandemic.
I was
going
to say, was there a plague?
The thing that made it even get up that high was somebody who wasn't from exactly in the town was coming in to like buy supplies, and they had a shit ton of gold dust they were paying with.
Oh, and people, that's how you fucking set up a place.
And you know, word spreads, especially in a small community, and people started...
flocking.
Just filling it up.
And not to mention, it was already like the gold rush was going on, so people were already going that way. So if you found somewhere closer than California to stop, you might as well.
That's like, you know, you got away with robbing a bank, but then you buy a whole bunch of stuff in one area with the stolen money.
And everyone's just like, oh my God, that area is so great.
Is there money out there?
Be like, that place must be an amazing place to live. Everybody's got so much money.
Yeah. Everybody's so rich. There's just gold dust all over the place. I'm the always so weirded out by the gold dust thing.
Well, it's like when you're chipping away at it.
It's the
like
easiest. The, it's actually no, the, no, no, the, but like, way that you, most people got the most gold.
That's how you got most panning of it. Because too. Whenever I've watched gold mining stuff, they're always like, oh, we got hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gold. And they just pour it on the table and it's just little rocks. And I'm like, that's bullshit.
It's insane. That's pebbles?
Yeah. I was like, I want it to be this big.
Dude, it's fucking mind-boggling how much a very little amount of gold
costs. So dumb. I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that it helps HDMI cables.
It's so good for HDMI cables.
It's so hyper-conductive and like super dense, and it just has like circuit board usages nowadays.
But that's not why people care about it. No, it's shiny.
It's the whole reason that it has value.
They're like,
all of time, everyone knew that it was super conductive of electricity and materials.
Even before electricity. you can make
shiny things you can wear?
You know, you can make this shiny thing that has no value whatsoever. It's just a decoration that you put on your body. It does nothing for
that
you.
That is value.
Other than show that you have this shiny thing, which is just so you can show
that
off.
Was in Thundercats?
What was?
There's an episode of Thundercats where they found gold.
Yeah.
But because it's fucking worthless, he literally had like a huge like... It was like
didn't
a
he
bar,
like bend it around and stuff?
He like bent it.
I remember
and
that.
And he threw it, and Chitara was like, this looks pretty. And she put it on, and that was it.
The whole
and she was just like, I like it.
The whole thing was just girls like jewelry.
Yeah.
Did you see this mini sidebar? Did you see the hoop snake?
No.
It's apparently also from the same book that this thing is from. It is known.
These are great names.
Do you know what else is from this book, though? The squonk.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The squonk is in this book? Yeah. But everything in this book is fake, and the squonk is definitely real.
All of these are real.
The hoop snake can grab its tail in its mouth and come after you like a hoop.
That's the greatest fucking thing I ever
heard
of. It
rolls at you like a wheel.
Yo. Wheel snake would be better,
It doesn't
though.
Do that thing where snakes eat the rest of their body. It's no, just it's like, not, I know. Yeah,
it's not an Ouroboros, but it does... take a little bite.
And then just ding, 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 ding. Just rolls down.
I can't outrun a wheel.
Here's the thing.
I got legs.
If you hop out of the way and then grab a stick, can you just keep poking it and bumping it down the road?
You're right. So kids from the 20s would be able to
be so good at it.
That's why there's no more.
Just hoop and stick, man.
That's after all the wealth left this town, though.
Seems the wealth was never there.
Right. But here's the thing. A new super awesome cool industry moved in, the lumber industry, which Colorado does have trees.
They have tons of trees.
They have an endless supply that they definitely won't run out of.
What do you mean? You can just plant crap in the ground and trees come out for free.
Trees forever. But when the logging industry moved in, and me and Jared know specifically the dangers of logging.
Yes.
The logging mafia will come and they will sick butterflies on you because Jared can't believe the fact that lumberjacks would fight the people that are trying to get rid of them. It has to be butterflies.
Yeah. It's on a butterfly reserve.
All I know about log is that it rolls downstairs, comes over in pairs, rolls over your neighbor's dog.
Anyway, the lumber industry took over and forced what was left of the Ute people to move to Utah.
Hence the name.
They all left.
Hence what name?
Utah.
I don't know if that's true. What? But it could be.
That just boggled my mind.
Because it definitely wasn't a state yet.
Yeah.
Or was it?
What was it? What?
Yeah.
Is this one of those things where it was the name for a region and they're like, that's a state now?
I don't know.
Probably.
Did they call it the Utah?
Maybe. This is probably the Utah area.
That's what they always do.
Here's the thing. They took the Ute people and forced them over there. They're like, that's the Ute area. And then they were like, it's the Utah area.
I thought
they just saw a mountain. They were like, damn, Utah.
Here's the thing. We already do this thing called we're Americans, where me and Jared don't understand when somebody does something in another math system. We're like, why would you even do that? That's a weird amount of pounds. Like, that's dumb. Thinking that they base their measurement off our pounds.
Yeah.
We're also East Coasters. So trying to judge how anything on the West Coast came about, we have no idea.
Yeah, we're
just
first.
Like, why wasn't it just there? Like, why didn't you guys just have colonial buildings and cool shit right away?
Why didn't you just have fucking cobblestone streets and shit like right away?
Yeah, it's like, you mean you don't have 300-year-old stone buildings? This is why
you don't got as many cool coasts as us. You're not as old.
Yeah, your ghosts
haven't even
zoomers.
Existed back then. It was just
an Oregon Trail, guys.
We haven't moved over, so you haven't phased into reality.
Maybe you can't be a ghost if you die of dysentery.
Oh, man, you shit your brains out and like the ghost was
the
like...
The ghost comes out with it.
Yeah. How does Minecraft work? What's that called? Where like it squares. Just doesn't exist until you're there.
Oh, yeah, where it just... It
That's
hasn't,
not rendered?
It hasn't procedurally generated.
Yeah, it didn't get there yet until we got over there. It wasn't even... There was nothing there. The East Coast was the end of the United States. And then we started moving over like, oh, shit, look at that.
It's like, no one's generated that map yet.
That's why we have so many biomes, which is the thing I had explained to Jared this morning when he was like, why aren't the trees the same as they are in Bethlehem? And I'm like, because even though it's the same state in the same area, it's different.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure what I stated.
Miles away from it.
What I stated is probably pretty right for Easton and Bethlehem.
The because river it's, gives it's, you different trees it's, than it's not being by the river.
Bethlehem is by the river also. Bethlehem has tons of creeks and rivers.
Lies.
Same river goes through both towns.
No, it doesn't. It's a steel town. It was just steel.
It was a farming area compared to a mountainous area.
The day that Bethlehem was born, they were like, let's make steel.
I'll agree with that. They probably did.
Someone walked into that area and they were like, know what this place would be good for? Making steel. They chopped down those trees and they put a steel mill in.
They're like, this is going to be the best place to get steel from for quite a while.
Until Andrew Carnegie runs out of money.
The first person who ever made steel, they got to the place they were going to make it and they were like, you know what I could make here?
Steel.
Steel.
It was made by a man named Anthony Steel.
Steel was invented when someone stole a bunch of different metal components and made them melt them together.
And
it was like, I call it steel because I stole all of that.
Oh my God. That's a way better story.
That would be good. I mean, unless they originally were just like, I will call this stolen. And someone's like, that's not very catchy. And they're like,
sound good.
Steel.
They stole the carbon, the charcoal that they used to make it, and the iron and all that.
I call it stole. Like, stole.
Like, that's a little harsh sounding.
Steel?
Steel? I like steel.
Because it also steals lives. You stab people with it.
And then the person was like, cool, am I going to get credit for coming up with it? And
then he shoved him. I actually did almost have my life stolen by a steel beam. when I was five.
See? You have crazy things happen to you, man.
You both do.
So I was,
once true. Again proves that I am the person creating your realities because I give everyone around me a terrible life.
So I was five and I was probably goofing off, but I'm at my dad's friend's property and this steel I-beam falls and it's like a cartoon because it literally like an inch in front of my face. Jesus. And it landed on my big toe.
And your big toe doesn't exist now.
No, it does still exist, but they had to pull the nail off and it had to grow back. It grew back fine.
Yeah. That doesn't sound good at all.
Yeah, I was five, so I don't really remember it, like, beyond the fact that it happened.
Yeah.
And they belted me down to a hospital bed. They don't really, that doesn't happen too much.
That is true. They don't do that anymore.
Were you trying to run away?
Oh, yeah, I didn't trust doctors.
No child does. It took seven doctors one time to give me a shot when I was like six.
Okay, you beat me. My record is
I almost left the entire office, but I couldn't figure out what door to go in after.
Well, that's funny. You were beaten by a puzzle. It took two nurses, my mom, and a doctor to hold me down for a scarlet fever shot.
Because you had it.
I don't know how many doctors held me down for a spinal tap.
One. You're too busy getting tapped in the spine to fucking move.
No, thank you.
Gross. Would you have meningitis?
I don't know. They check for it.
I know that's how they
check. No, he was young. He had boyangitis.
The early stages.
So when the lumberjacks took over, what they found was a town that just was like trashed. The buildings were collapsing in on each other. It's a mining town, so there's just rocks blown out of the side of the mountain. And they came up with this idea.
What was the time difference between when it collapsed?
Enough time that the town fell apart.
I was going to say, yeah, was this made of fucking paper mache?
Well, 811 people, they discovered methamphetamines.
Did you say early 1900s for some of it?
Yeah, by now it's like the early 1900s.
Okay, so like 50, 60 years?
Okay, yeah, 50, 60. Okay, yeah, that makes sense then. I was just going to say, but if it was like 3 years, maybe fucking something did.
I mean, the gold rush was longer than that, right?
Yeah. I mean, the lumberjacks didn't last very long because they only really lasted until 1914 when they completely deforested the
area. They jacked off too hard.
They were good at their jobs, you mean?
They were great at jacking.
But when they came to the area, they saw all the devastation that the miners did, and they came up with a reason for it.
Before causing their own devastation?
It was. Yes. That's the irony of this.
Yeah.
It's the most best part. But I actually have a quote for that later. But yeah, they see it, and then they're like, new lumberjacks come on. I'm like, no, what did that? The slide rock bolter.
Yeah, they do, again, multiple times say the stories were mostly told to tourists and new lumberjacks.
And it was told to tourists and new lumberjacks and conservationists because at this point, parks, like national parks, were becoming a thing. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you're really fucking that land up. And like tourists were coming because Colorado's beautiful and they're visiting. Yeah. They're like, you guys are really fucking this land up.
Be like, this is getting very not beautiful really quick.
And the lumberjacks were like, fuck off. A monster's going to eat you. If you don't leave, it's going to get you.
It doesn't
like us. We're French. It's going to get you.
Its favorite food is tourists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what its whole diet
is. That's a real variety of a diet, though, if you think about it.
It is. You get a lot of flavors. You get a whole lot of different people. You get them from all over the place.
That's being like, you know, my favorite food is an assorted buffet. My one favorite food.
That would be a good food to be your favorite.
Yeah.
Except buffets have gone downhill.
That's just the economy.
They used to be a lot better. I mean, they were never good, but they were better.
Our standards were lower.
That's still probably true.
Another cautionary tale about the dangers of unregulated capitalism.
The buffet culture.
The buffet culture, yeah.
So, yeah. They literally were just like trying to scare off tourists. It started off to explain something that was very real. And, you know, it's a fun story. Like, they knew that it wasn't true. I'm sure there's probably at least one that was like, that's what happened. And then there's like everyone else was like, I made that story up last weekend. And then Eddie over there added to it. Like, what do you mean? He's like, no, nah, I saw it.
Be like, I saw it. I truly 100% believe this with all of my soul. I was hiking to find a new spot to chop down more beautiful trees. And I saw it just chilling. It was hanging out. It was drooling like crazy.
So the quote that I have is from somewhere. Oh, I have the website written down. So it's lumberjacks invented the slide rock bolter in response to visible evidence of environmental damage left by the mining industry, while unknowingly contributing to the devastation with their own activities.
Yeah.
And that's a direct quote from wanderingwhaleroad.wordpress.com.
Fucking lumberjack.
That is great, because it's like, you see all this devastation. You can't imagine it was human created.
It had to be a monster.
And then, yeah, it had to be this force of nature. And then you just go proceed to cause exactly what you were like, that could never be
I feel like they definitely did know that it was humans, but they were just like, it's so crazy what happened here that it's easily understandable that it was a monster.
Especially in that time period, people actually just being like, there's no way a human could do that. It's just like all those times back in the past when like a woman would murder somebody in a super violent, aggressive way. They'd
be like, a guy killed
woman
that.
Can't do that. It has to have been a man.
We're looking for a man, probably 6 feet tall,
175 pounds. Like, this is a huge dude.
Did you say 6 feet tall, 175 pounds?
That's big, right?
No, it's not.
I don't know how things work. I'm short. 175 pounds is a lot. On a short person.
On a short person, yeah. On us, honestly, we'd be pretty healthy if we got to 175 pounds.
We should have some pudge.
Yeah, a little bit.
Shorter than us, like the people Matt was describing in the beginning of this that you can find on Patreon.
Yeah, like Danny, really big. Danny DeVito is pretty tiny.
He is pretty tiny, actually.
He's very tiny. He's like 4'9", 1,100 pounds, something like that.
That was fucked up. Danny DeVito's never going to come on our show now.
Yes, he will. He's going to come here to fight me. We're going to fight each other.
Also on the Patreon, Danny DeVito versus match. Kyle.
I don't know how to box. He probably doesn't know how to box.
I'd let Danny DeVito beat me in a fight.
It's the greatest story ever.
Come at me, Danny DeVito. I'll fight you. Anyway, that's everything. That's the entire history and story of this. It all led up to how lumberjacks and miners are evil. Oh, no, but what I was going to say, because we got distracted by other things, was they did two different levels of environmental damage. Oh, the miners are digging into the mountain, ripping stuff out of the ground. Mm-hmm. And then the lumberjacks are like, you know what? There's too many trees. All this dirt was dug up. We need to dig up these trees, too. They killed every type
actually probably balanced out to be kind of helpful.
How?
If you overmine an area, it destabilizes the land, especially when there's a bunch of trees on top of it.
No, you're wrong.
Higher chance of cave-ins due to that.
Oh, yeah, mudslides too.
Yeah, a bunch of mudslides. But you get rid of the trees, it then
If that did cause a bunch of mudslides, you'd be like, that was a rock slide bolter. Then you'd have more evidence of it. It would continually
feed into the story.
We wouldn't have one story. We'd have hundreds of stories.
Once again, it could be. Honestly, maybe there are a whole bunch out there because they are here. We just can't catch them because they're constantly sliding between mountains.
Moving at the speed of light.
Fucking M. Bison spinning in between till they find a mountain that they like and then going and then shitting and making the mountain bigger.
We're going to have to get to all these fearsome critters together, which, by the way, is what the cryptids of the lumberjack folklore are called. Fearsome critters.
Better name.
There's a couple good ones. Like a cat.
Fearsome
a cat,
cryptozoology.
Like a cactus cat.
What was those words that you just said?
I'm drunk.
Or a snoola ghoster.
I wish I was.
A snoola ghoster?
Can I just tell you very shortly about a snoola ghoster?
No, this is next week.
Okay.
There's
not enough for a whole thing.
This will we'll be a Patreon specific thing. We'll just do these like little 5 minute things about them.
We can do that.
Yeah.
We'll have a reason to have a Patreon.
Exactly.
What is that?
Patreon.com/rumrunners.
Okay. It's even funnier because I asked it like I didn't know what Patreon was.
And I also said it earlier, too.
What's a Patreon?
How does this Patreon thing work?
And then we'll be back from a word from our sponsors. Jared, do that thing about your game.
I thought this was the end of the episode. I thought it was done.
I meant to do it in the middle and I forgot.
Well, we didn't.
He's like, just put me saying this in the middle, but also saying I forgot.
Put that whole conversation, cut it off, put it in the middle somewhere.
See, that already didn't happen.
What'll happen is
I'm speaking for future
Jared. That didn't happen.
Jared, it did happen. You did that. What you're going to do is you're going to cut it off.
This isn't Bill and Ted. Like, you can't just be like, it's fine. We'll just go back in time and we'll just make sure that we plant the key.
Yeah, you can. We literally can do that. We're already in the past. You have to make the future.
Whoa. You just sounded like a fucking guru right there.
Cut it out and then put it at the part where you got confused when we said they kidnapped someone's son. I feel like you're like, what? They did what?
I feel like that's way more
from our sponsors.
That's way more important.
And then it comes back, it's like, yeah, they kidnapped him and didn't give him back. And that's the end.
We're our own sponsor. Since I don't think there's anything left because I don't do any of this research.
I also said specifically that there's nothing
left. I don't know. What if Matt had something?
He did it. He has the same amount of research as I do.
Matt had the cool fancy science name.
I found it. I found where your other one was. And it's in the same article.
Wait, it's in the same as yours? Mm-hmm. That's even funnier.
What is it?
I can't pronounce it.
Nobody can pronounce this.
Leviathaneta.
Leviathaneta.
Mukupukulu.
Perulunatis. Tice.
What? When you spelled it, you gave me so many less letters.
Leviathaneta.
You gave me Mukupulu. That was it.
So, right? That's where it said the one I wrote down, right? Right at the front?
Yeah.
Hold on. Right there. It's just like
it's got multiple.
It's literally like four or five paragraphs later after it put its scientific name in brackets. Yeah. It's like its scientific name is, and it's just a different word.
Leviathaneta.
That's how you know that something's real, when it gives a scientific name and then immediately changes its mind halfway through the paragraph.
Yeah. Duh.
Mercaparulantis. TS. Shit. Luntius.
Which is apparently some kind of disease, because when I looked it up,
Mukopurulentius.
So Leviathaneta
Mukopurulentius. Mukopurulentius. Ooh, that was good.
There we go.
That was definitely wrong. You added it.
Instead of what is it again?
No, there's one.
What is the actual thing?
Three, four U's.
Luntius.
What's the actual thing?
What's the actual
macro
thing?
Oh.
His thing. They're not, that's none of them are actual.
What is the real scientific?
Macrostoma sexy peruntus.
Macrostoma sexy peruntus.
All right, now do that, but do the same song with Leviathaneta Mukupurulentitis. Tyus.
Leviathaneta Mukupurulentitis. It doesn't work as much.
Mukupuku.
Mukupurulentitis.
There's no C.
Muku Perulentis.
You're saying Muku.
Muku, yeah. You're putting the after the before the L.
No, Kaluntis. I'm saying
you keep saying Kaluntis.
Peruntis then.
Yeah. Perulentis.
That one's made up. The one that has a good song to it is real. That's why I believe it's real, because it has a science name. But if that is all, you can find this wherever you listen to your podcast. But the best place to do it's going to be on our website. Where is it, guys?
RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com.
Patreon.com/RumRunners.
They will also be on there. I probably will just connect it so that the shows are there, too. Yeah. But yeah, you can also follow this on
Facebook?
Facebook's RumRunners.
But it's RumRunners Podcast Network, which we are a part of.
Yeah, you can follow it on Facebook, RumRunners Podcast Network. We will be, that's a group. You can join that, or you can follow us on Instagram and X, the site formerly known as Twitter, which still tweets.
It's Dark Room Podcast. If you look at the URL, it says twitter.com.
It is X, formerly known as Twitter. I once heard a person who's important to that say that.
I did, actually. Someone on a podcast guest I was listening to said, I hate that Twitter is in its artist formerly known as days.
It just needs to be a symbol. It's going to be the bird.
Did you say Dark Room Podcast for those?
No, you said it. So cool. I didn't have to say it.
If you got spooky stories about Slide Rock Bolters
and Bigfoot fan fiction.
Any sort of cryptid, or yes, sexy Bigfoot fan fiction.
Email us at darkroomstories@gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Yeah. And of course, as Kyle wanted me to talk about earlier,
and
we are sponsored by ourselves. And how we do that.
No, we are sponsored by Failed Exile Gaming, a branch of the Rum Runners Entertainment LLC. Which is also just all owned by us.
Yeah. We're sponsored by ourselves.
No, it's not.
We're self-made men.
Billionaires.
We pulled ourselves up by our bootstraps, and we are creating a brand new TTRPG called Void Madness.
Gross. That felt gross to hear.
With a small loan of all the money in our bank account that we had to make.
That we loaned ourselves. It is a sci-fi horror TTRPG set in a custom setting with a custom system. We are in the early alpha playtest stages of it. You can go visit voidmadness.com to be able to sign up. If you are interested in playing, just go to voidmadness.com, go to where it says join and support. There's that there. And also there's a section that says join the playtest. You can actually go right there and do it that way.
And because I think it's funny when I make Jared have to do more things, especially things he doesn't understand, you can join the Discord for the Rum Runners, where we also have Dark Rum podcast stuff, and we just started using again, and also the Discord for Void Madness, where we'll have all the playtest materials.
I don't know how to do that.
You just get the link and you put it in the bio of this, the description of this.
God, you dingus.
Where you already put a bunch of links.
How does the internet
work? Some of them that are probably dead.
It's a bunch of tubes.
It's a bunch of tubes.
Yeah. Most of them that are probably dead because we don't have any. I don't keep up on affiliate stuff because.
I just deleted them.
Yeah, good. Because yeah. I don't know how many of them are even usable.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Love you.
I love you, bye. Spooky.
Slide down mountains fast.
With your spit.